In our second news slot, we hear more, yet again, of proposed roadworks. Firstly, the much-desired upgrade of the A47, and again the A47, but nearer home, the roundabout on Dereham Road, where it meets the Ring Road. And lastly, problems of Buck's Ass access at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and the University. A public consultation on the A47, a key step in the upgrade of the road, will begin in March, 2 years after the money was earmarked to improve 6 parts of the major road in East Anglia, including 3 stretches of dual carriageway. The public will be able to have a say on the plans. Highways England said it did not yet have the full timetable and could not say how long the consultation would take. The road building body previously said it would hold a public consultation on options for the improvements by the end of last year. The start date for the consultation was hailed by Transport Secretary Chris Grayling, who said the scheme would not only help relieve congestion, but also link people with jobs and businesses with customers. Over the next few months, public consultations will be held to give drivers, residents and businesses their chance to comment to ensure the best possible improvements are taken forward.
The go-ahead to replace a roundabout on Norwich's Ring Road as part of the ongoing multi-million pound shake-up of how traffic uses the city could be given next week. The Sweetbriar Road, Dereham Road roundabout is used by about 40,000 vehicles a day and it's often clogged up with traffic at rush hour. Council bosses want to spend £1.6 million to make changes there, which they say will ease congestion and pave the way for better bus services. But the work, which would start in September and continue until April next year, would cause disruption at a key junction in the city, although officers have said that they will try to minimise the disruption. Members of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee, made up of city and county councillors, launched public consultations over the changes last year. The changes would see the current roundabout replaced by a larger one and new pedestrian crossings installed. New 30-mile-per-hour speed limits would be introduced in parts of Sweetbriar Road and Guardian Road.
Discussions have been taking place over ways to stop buses getting caught up in congestion in and around the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and the University of East Anglia. The issue was raised at 2017's first meeting of the Norwich Bus Forum, made up of bus users, operators, council officers and representatives of other groups. The suggestion of different access routes to the NNN and UEA was raised, including the possibility of a route crossing the Yare Valley. David Jordan from FIRST said, "It's a fact that the UEA and the NNN are only going to get bigger and busier, so anything that can help the services to these sites will be welcomed."
More schools, which would take children from age 4 up to 16, could be created as part of a wider scheme aiming to ease the strain on Norfolk school places. The county will welcome an extra 65,000 homes over the next decade, and already faced with a rising birth rate, Norfolk County Council is preparing to provide thousands of extra school places to cope with the demand. On Tuesday, the Council's Children's Services Committee will consider how best to meet demand, particularly in key growth areas including Norwich, Thetford, Heatherset, Wyndham and Great Yarmouth. The Council's updated Schools Local Growth and Investment Plan, which the committee will be asked to adopt, says creating all-through schools, which combine primary and secondary phases, could be a mechanism for handling demand for secondary school places, as the schools could grow with the pupils.
Norwich's town crier, David Bullock, has made his last appearance in the role and will be taking a much-earned retirement. In a ceremony held on Friday at Norwich City Hall, Mr. Bullock was relieved of his duties and awarded a life member of the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers certificate. Mr. Bullock has been a city crier since 1984. He will be replaced by Deputy City Crier Bob Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd symbolically took over the role when he was presented with a civic staff stick.
Now for our first feature. David James of the Evening News tells us of the time when Norwich teens rocked around the clock with Bill Haley. It is read by Don Cleaver.